The United States House of Representatives has sent to the Senate a bill that would impose sanctions on the government of Sudan as punishment for its failure to stem the suffering and dying in the nation's Darfur region. Penalties under the measure include blocking assets, refusing to grant Sudanese officials entry to the United States, and preventing certain ships from entering U.S. ports. Millions of people have been displaced because of this conflict. Simon Criddle is spokesman for the WFP in Sudan, and he's just returned from a visit to the largest refugee camp for internally displaced people in the world, which is located in Darfur. He says conditions for the 130,000 people in the camps are increasingly desperate.
The people who have fled their villages did so, you know, in murderous, horrible conditions, where militias rode into their villages at night, burned, looted, stole, raped. They've been now living in camps, some of them for 30 years, in very, very desperate conditions. They're living under plastic tarpaulins. They don't have as much to eat as they would like. They don't have basic things like electricity and clean water. Disease is very, very high in the camps, things like malaria, cholera, malnutrition are very high. I spoke to one woman who told me that she'd been there for 3 years. She was sitting around. She had nothing to do. In the meantime, some of her children had died of disease. And they really, you know, the hope for these people is really running out. They see very, very little in the way of conflict resolution on the horizon.